Welcome to It's All About Connection, NVC with Dr. B.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to It's All About Connection with Dr. B, where today we are going to discuss the idea of, do feelings come from thoughts? And I will let you take it away, Cindy.
Yeah. And then if that's true, why is that connected, and why, you know, how does NVC play into all that? So I think this all started by something I read or listened to sometime in the last week or two, where it said feelings come from thoughts. And then I just was wondering, like, is that true? Do feelings come from thoughts, or do feelings come from situations? I mean, we just did an episode on stimulus versus cause, right? And we're saying, like, things happen out there in the world. And I wish I would have, in that episode, differentiated, because I do think that things can happen out in the world that cause some pain. I think the example I maybe even gave is, you stub your toe, it hurts. Like, there's no doubt about it. That freaking hurts. But then you can have a whole level of thinking accompanying that thing that happened that adds another level of pain or suffering onto the circumstance. And so, yeah, this idea of feelings come from thoughts, I don't know if that's fully true as I'm talking about it. I think that sometimes they do come from, feelings do come from thoughts, but sometimes feelings can actually just come from the pure, whatever the situation is. I think maybe where it gets complicated is, at least in my brain, I don't usually just have the thing that happens out there in the world and the automatic feeling. There's usually a layer of thought that occurs also that can sometimes really feed into the feelings and the experience, and not necessarily in a positive way. Does that make sense? Because I'm rambling now. I have thoughts.
The last part did not make sense. I didn't understand it.
God, I thought there was so much sense in that, but I don't know if I can recreate it.
I'm struggling to reflect it back.
Can I try it again?
Yeah, please.
Okay. What I was saying is that there are things that happen out in the world, and then you have feelings. You can just have feelings from that. But often, you things that happen in the world, you then have thinking around it, and that has you feeling certain things too as a result of the thinking about the things that happened out in the world. And that...
Can I pause you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Someone's probably listening to this and like, Ryan, how could you not reflect that? So I think what I'm hearing is, like, there's layers. Something happens in the world, then you have feelings or thoughts around it, and then you have a secondary feeling or thought response around your initial reaction to it.
Yes, I believe that's true. I think that's what happens. So I don't think feelings just come only from thoughts. I think they can actually come by, I don't know, unless it's like a really quick thought that we're not catching, you know. I mean, I have some thoughts that, like, if a guy came with a gun, showed up, and like somebody knocked at my door, I opened up the door and a guy was standing there with a gun in my face, I think I would feel scared. But I mean, you know, is that just an automatic, or did I have a thought of, this guy is going to kill me? And so therefore, like, there is a thought there. It's not like there was no thought there, but it was quick. It was quick.
Right.
Right. So maybe feelings do come from thoughts. They're just very quick, well, and we're not seeing them.
I experience it how you originally described it, where feelings can be somatic, where some days you wake up feeling different on different days, right? Depending on, did you, you know, what you put into your body, what your inputs were the day before,
mm-hmm.
right? Do you have an injury, right? Or whatever, did you not get good sleep? So you're feeling a certain way. And I think from those bodily sensations, I don't know if you want to make it to like a line in the sand and say those are different than feelings, right? You know, then you have thoughts and feelings from those.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, like you said, you know, people react to certain situations and could have different thoughts and feelings based off the same situation. So I guess what I'm saying as well is I think it could come from feelings could come from thoughts. If you're saying feelings like in the sense of like emotions or, like happy, sad, like in the way that we talk about it in NVC versus like feelings like bodily sensations. Like if we're making a clear distinction between those two, then maybe it's different.
Yeah, so you're thinking that, yeah, for the most part, we do have bodily sensations just by inputs that happen. And if there is, if we're making a distinction between just bodily sensations and feelings, that maybe it becomes even more complex, I guess.
Well, because I think like if you're making a distinction between the two, then I'm gonna say thoughts do or feelings do come from thoughts, because like to me it's there's something, there's an input, whether it's a situation happening in or outside of your body, then you make sense of it. Right? If I've known throughout my life when I was younger, if I had a headache, it didn't bother me at all. I'd be like, nah, it'll go away. There's a story in there that happens maybe instantaneous. But now when I'm older, sometimes I have a headache and I'm like, and it can occupy my mind. So what I'm getting at is like, there's two different stories that are being told
About
within
the same.
myself about the same situation. And, I might be feeling annoyed or something when I'm older. And when I was younger, I'm feeling unfazed, like, whatever, it'll. Unbothered. So I think there is a layer of interpretation or story, kind of similar to what we talked about last time.
Right. Yeah, that I'm enjoying hearing that. That makes sense to me. It does make sense to me. And kind of going along with the stimulus versus cause thing that we talked about previously, that's why I think MVC can be very powerful, because then it does really mean that in many situations, maybe not bodily sensations, but feelings, next level, I guess, can on some level, we have some control over them ultimately, really. It's hard to wrap your head around that, but I do think that there's truth to that. I mean, and it gets back to that stimulus versus cause. That things happen out there, but then the way that we're choosing to think about them or not, we're catching ourselves. I mean, I think a lot of our thinking is unconscious too. So we're not even realizing how it's impacting the way that we're ending up feeling about things. But having a level of consciousness around what we're thinking, and then, yeah, seeing are we buying into a story or are we just sticking with an observation of what's going on out there? And yeah, I guess that begs the question, if we are just thinking about things in terms of an observation, can you have a feeling connected to that?
Can you explain what you mean by that? Like, can you give me an example?
Well, if I see a guy with a gun at my front door, that's the observation. There is a guy at my front door with a gun. And can I just have a reaction here from that? Like, so I feel scared. That's the observation. I feel scared is the feeling, and it's bringing up a need for safety. That's the need. Is there a layer of thought that's involved in that? I
I mean,
mean,
I'd
I
say so, right? You
yeah.
interpret the event
Like, well, yeah,
immediately.
he's dangerous, I
Yeah.
guess that's the he's
I'm in
dangerous.
danger.
Or
Or,
yeah,
right.
I'm in danger.
I could die.
Right, or I could die. I just I'm trying to make sense of it, because in NVC, we try to really just state things observationally, and whether they're even with an observation between that and the feeling, is there still something that's going on there, even if it's stated in observational terms?
And even if it is there something going on there, even if
I
it's
don't think,
stated.
yeah, is there something going on there? Like, I mean, this is
Well,
getting.
you could still state things in observational terms, but have a story going on in your head behind it.
True. True.
Which I would say, 99.9% of the world would probably have the similar story going on
Well,
in
it's
that situation,
yeah, it's
right? Because
best
that's
to
a
err
pretty,
on caution with
yeah.
caution
And
in a
unless
situation
you've
like
never
that.
seen a gun before and you don't even know what it is, you know?
Yeah, good point. Well, and I think, when we're talking about nonviolent communication, yes, so much a lot of it has to do with our internal experience and what's going on internally, but a lot of it also has to do with how do we use all of this to interact and hopefully connect with another human being, and that's where the observation, speaking only with observation and not saying out loud, maybe some of the evaluative thoughts that come through, even if they're quickly coming through, like not to go there, like to just stick with the observation and be open to the idea that some of the thinking that you're having may not actually be correct or, in reality, something like that. I don't know. It's a
And
lot
I think,
to go ahead.
I mean, this there's probably like when you talk about mental models and like weaknesses, but if you go to like extreme, if you study like Gandhi or if you study like monks or whatever, you know, I've heard, was it of Gandhi or was it of a different person where like someone like went up to them and like punched them for no reason in a crowd, and instead of the multitude of reactions that people could do, like that person just hugged like the monk, or maybe it was Gandhi. Maybe I'm really misquoting this of who it was, but hugged the person back. And then, you know, they end up becoming like very, he ends up becoming his mentor and yada, 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 right? And down the line. So it's like, my point is like, if you point out an extreme situation, like that 99% of people would have either like a fear or an anger reaction, right? Versus not a reaction of love. I guess I'm saying that because there is choice.
Right, even in
And
those
I think,
circumstances.
yes. And I think that's ultimately what NVC, in teaching NVC, we're trying to get people to do, right? One, identify the story at all times, really. At least that's what I'm constantly trying to do. And two, then know that we have a choice, a different way of react, or at least being aware of the way in which we react and why, right? Based on needs.
And even beyond the aware, if you say at least, but next level is to choose differently because you do have the awareness and you can have a different thought around it that could then give you a different feeling that then also feeds into the way that you're responding in a circumstance.
And the deeper I get into all of this, right? I say all of this because to me, like NVC is a massive part of my practice, but so is like other complements to it, like meditation, or to me, one of my tools in the toolbox is like learning about stoicism. But what I'm saying is the more I practice this stuff and learn this stuff, the more I notice my like impulses and things shifting, or just getting around new people. Like when I first started dating my wife, she's completely unfazed by a number of things that set me off. And it was like a really cool experience to see like this does not bother her a single bit. In fact, she probably didn't even notice it, you know? Where I'm like, you know, that person's doing this on purpose. She's like, doing what? What are you talking about? You know, so sometimes it's nice to see like there are other options out there for responses. And I bring that up to like tie it back to the original thing of do feelings come from thoughts? And to me, that's an example of, yeah, they come from thoughts. And thoughts, you know, I'm categorizing with the story that we have, right? Because you have to think to have a story.
Yeah. Thanks. I think that's maybe a good place to end to it made this a little bit more clear than I think we were throughout all of it. That's my thinking about it anyways. Yeah, so if we stimulated any thinking around this and you would like to share, you are always welcome to call our empathy warm line, which is 850-706-0488. And as always, we really appreciate you spending some time with us.
You've been listening to It's All About Connection, NVC with Dr. B. For more episodes and guest bios, please visit us at www.thebigbeemethod.com. That's www.thebigbeemethod.com. And remember, empathy first.